This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANL silences public and tribal voices while pushing radioactive tritium venting. This week's so-called public meeting about the proposed venting of radioactive tritium into the air from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, showed once again how LANL silences communities while fast-tracking nuclear weapons projects. In-person attendees were allowed 3 minutes to speak. Over 100 online participants, including many land-based community members who were not able to travel to the meeting in Los Alamos for health, distance, or work reasons, were blindsided to find they were barred from giving verbal comments and limited to submitting just one emailed question. LANL gave no prior notice of this change. Marissa Naranjo with Honor Our Pueblo Existence said, quote, "This is not meaningful participation. It is deliberate exclusion," end quote. The stakes could not be higher. Tritium, used in nuclear weapons development, is a radioactive gas that travels quickly through air, water, soil, and food. It can cause cancer, genetic damage, and health impacts across generations. LANL insists venting is the only safe path forward, but their own independent technical review, one of four requirements ordered by the New Mexico Environment Department before it would review LANL's request, exposed that claim as problematic. The LANL review admitted major gaps. No real-time monitoring, no container-specific risk analysis, and no serious study of safer alternatives like filtration or storage until decay. Community members ask, how can a review be independent when LANL controlled the process, hired the one named reviewer, and defined the scope? This is not independence. It's a conflict of interest. And with LANL's plutonium pit production expansion, even more tritium will be produced. Talavi Dinapa Cook with Amigos Bravos asks, quote, "How many times will our communities be told to accept radioactive releases into our air and water? How much more trauma, sickness, and sacrifice will be demanded of us in the name of national security?" End quote. In particular, local community leaders noted LANL has repeatedly ignored four technical reports commissioned by Tewa Women United on the dangers of tritium. These reports document exposure pathways unique to Pueblo communities, including impacts on women, children, and traditional farming lifeways. By silencing this research, LANL once again dismissed indigenous voices and lived experience, further eroding trust and perpetuating environmental racism. Elder Kathy Sanchez declared, quote, "The violence of building the world's most destructive weapons in our backyard has desecrated our lands, our waters, and our indigenous land-based religions since the Manhattan Project. That violence continues today with projects like tritium venting, plutonium pit expansion, the electrical transmission line project, and the WIP oversubscription," end quote. No one spoke in support of LANL. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.